getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause we're the one.
I'm Derek Dennis. A terror investigation in Europe leading to multiple arrests. Several suspects linked to Hamas were allegedly plotting against Jews. ABC News learning of three men taken into custody so far in the Netherlands and Denmark, with four more being sought, and three more in Berlin, Germany are under arrest as well. Israel-Hamas diplomacy. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan sits down today with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas after meeting with Israel's President Netanyahu yesterday. He's pushing for a new ceasefire, the release of more hostages, and more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Long term, he's trying to broker a two-state solution.
The Israeli people need and deserve to live in peace and security with their neighbors in a region that is integrated, dynamic, and stable. That is what we are working toward.
Meantime, in Ukraine's push for more international funding, House lawmakers have left for holiday recess while the Senate is delaying its recess to work on an immigration border deal, which is said to be a sticking point in Ukraine funding. This is ABC News. Prince Harry winning his phone hacking lawsuit against a British tabloid publisher. A court today ruling the company behind the Daily Mirror engaged in widespread phone hacking, including targeting Harry's own phone. He was awarded nearly $200,000. A monster night for the Raiders in Thursday night football, setting a franchise scoring record, beating the Chargers 63-21. And a major movie looking to sweeten up the box office this weekend.
They cordoned off everything, red tape around my house, and then we heard...
That film, Timothy Chalamet's Wonka, flowing into theaters this weekend on a river of chocolate. It's a kind of origin story of master chocolatier Willy Wonka, a musical extravaganza that should easily top the box office, and it's getting decent reviews. Emma Stone's polarizing Poor Things expands nationwide this weekend, while in limited release, it's Zack Snyder's highly anticipated space epic Rebel Moon and the dramedy American Fiction. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Step into Leisure City, where winter warmth meets unbeatable deals. Our truckload sale just got hotter with top-tier hot tubs from Hot Springs, Vita, Nordic, and Free Flow. All available with 0% financing for up to 60 months for qualified buyers. Dive into luxury without breaking the bank. But wait, there's more. Introducing Heat Track, your ultimate solution to icy pathways and frosty stairs. These heated electric floor mats ensure safety and comfort wherever you roam, perfect for homes and offices alike. Don't miss out. Our truckload sale ends December 22nd. Leisure City, the perfect blend of warmth, savings, and comfort for November and beyond.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Milwaukee next Wednesday to talk about his economic policy plan and highlight recent small business gains in Wisconsin. It's not clear where the president will be or for how long. University of Wisconsin Regents are changing course and voting for a deal they rejected Saturday. Among other things, the universities get employee pay raises in exchange for downsizing diversity offices. Amy Bogus changed her vote after assurances that diversity is still key to the system's strategic plan.
We will hold our feet to the fire on this, and by adopting this resolution, it does not reduce or eliminate that accountability for them or for us.
The deal also paves the way for a new engineering building on the Madison campus. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. David Cracky George Weinberger, age 71, of Butternut, died peacefully at his home on Saturday, December 9th, 2023, surrounded by loved ones. He is survived by his wife, Darlene, of Butternut, two sons, George Weinberger and Marty Weinberger, both of Butternut, two sisters, Bonnie Altman of Mercer and Carol Richardson of Minocqua, two brothers, Gerald Weinberger and Robert Weinberger, both of Butternut, his sister-in-law, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A memorial service will be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Saturday, December 16th, 2023, at 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Saturday from 9 a.m. until the hour of the service. Sharing of memories to follow at Bobber's on the Lake in Butternut. This has been the funeral notice for David Cracky George Weinberger, age 71, of Butternut.
Michael Soup Edward Helm, age 65, of Park Falls, formerly of Oshkosh, died at his home on December the 4th. He is survived by his brother, James Helm, of Beaver Dam, by his sister, Gail Frisch, of Seymour, Tennessee, survived also by three nieces and nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Interment will take place at a later date at the Lakeview Memorial Park in Oshkosh. Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Michael Soup Edward Helm, age 65, of Park Falls.
Marion Louise Seitz, age 89, of Menominee Falls, died peacefully on December 11th, 2023, in Menominee Falls. She is survived by her loving husband, Marty, of Menominee Falls, two children, Melissa Hanna of Chanhassen, Minnesota, Martin Seitz of Springfield, Illinois, seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, December 18th, 2023, at the Congregational Church in Fifield. Reverend Don Quigley will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Monday, December 18th, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. The family has designated Fifield Congregational Church or Breast Cancer Research Foundation for memorial contributions. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marion Louise Seitz, age 89, of Menominee Falls.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
The holidays come but once a year, and Master Force is here to spread some cheer with drivers and drills and blades and bits. From sanders and saws to power toolkits, Menards has the value and savings, of course. Shop tools and accessories from Master Force. Find great stocking stuffers and gifts at Menards. Plus, don't forget about our gift cards. Get 12% off till Christmas Day in all Master Force. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, rain in the area. Highs top out near 38 degrees, and winds will be fairly light. Tonight, rain becomes mixed with snow, changing over to all snow at some point after midnight. A dusting of wet snow possible by Saturday morning. Lows drop to 28. Winds southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, rain and snow tapers off to just some patchy drizzle by afternoon. Otherwise cloudy, highs head back to 38. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Then lows head back down to 28 on Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 39.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With SRM Sports, I'm Ron DeRoxford. What a night in the NFL last night. Raiders up 42-0 at the half, just 3 points shy of the NFL record, then cruised to a 63-21 rout of the Chargers, who allowed more than 57 points for the first time in franchise history. In the NBA, the Bulls jump out to a 33-8 lead, biggest first quarter lead in nearly 27 years. Then they have to hold on to beat the Heat 124-116. Celtics improved to 12-0 at home with a 116-107 win over the Cavaliers. Timberwolves shake off an early 15-point deficit, beat the Mavericks 119-101. Nikola Jokic becomes the first NBA player with at least 10 triple-doubles in seven straight seasons as the Nuggets beat the Nets 124-101. Kings over the Thunder 128-123. De'Aaron Fox with 41 for Sacramento. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander finished with 43 for OKC. This is SRN Sports. Two other games on the hardwood. It was the Jazz 122-114 over the Trailblazers. And James Harden scored his 25,000th career point on his way to 38 for the night in the Clippers' sixth straight win, 121-113 over the Warriors. On the ice, Steve Stamkos scored four goals. Andrei Vasilevsky made 53 saves, and the Lightning beat the Oilers 7-4. Maple Leafs overcome a five-goal deficit in the third period, but lose to the Blue Jackets in overtime 6-5. Flyers 4-3 over the Caps in a shootout. Hurricanes beat the Red Wings 2-0. Wild beat the Flames in a shootout 3-2, while the Blues down the Senators 4-2, giving interim coach Drew Bannister a win in his NHL coaching debut. Kraken rout the Blackhawks 7-1, and the Canucks shut out the Panthers 4-0. College hoops, Marquette beat St. Thomas of Minnesota 84-79. Wisconsin beats Jacksonville State 75-60. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers' A.J. Dillon is injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' popular running back, A.J. Dillon, is dealing with a broken thumb. It happened on one of the final plays against the Giants on Monday. That means that Patrick Taylor will get more snaps at running back, but he's made some mistakes getting out of bounds to save time on the clock.
As a running back, your coach preaches, like, you know, fighting for extra yards and things like that. It's extremely hard not to stay in bounds and start to try to fight for extra yards, but in situations such as that one, with it being about like 24 seconds left, got to get out of bounds right there.
The Badgers basketball team won at home against Jacksonville State 75-60. Greg Gard on Jacksonville's head coach, Ray Harper.
You know, Jacksonville, I don't think we give enough credit for how they tried to play us, really jamming things up, gapping up, sending the double team, you know, and Coach Harper's been doing it for a long time. So you could just watch how, watching film, we were going to have to really work.
That's Wisconsin's head coach, Greg Gard, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And checking out some local sports information, let's kind of take a look at how our area teams are doing here so far this season and a recap of action from this past week since we didn't have a whole lot on for you. And there wasn't a whole lot going on. There were some games that were postponed due to some illnesses and stuff. The Phillips girls basketball team, they're down in Florida right now. They have a 5-1 record on the season, and they got a win yesterday, 61-54 over a team from Red Ridge, New Jersey, and they will play again today against an undefeated team from Tennessee. So they took a trip to Florida, the Phillips girls, sporting a 6-1 record now, technically 5-1, I guess, if you include teams from Wisconsin. The Shawamigan girls with a 2-7 record. They win over Goodman Penbine earlier in the week, 54-30. And lost to Athens 61-23 last night. They'll next be in action at Abbotsford coming up on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Butternut girls basketball team, they traveled to Mercer last night for a conference matchup. The Mercer scrappiness kept them in the game for a while through half, but then Butternut pulled away with a 47-26 victory. Jersey Polinchek led all scorers with 19. Isabel Przybylski came off the bench with 9. And her usual aggressive defense, Casey Sherwinski and Kendra Pritzel, each added 5. And Caitlin also, the advantage in rebounds, led by Lauren Sales with Ivy Popowski and Kendra Pritzel and Casey Sherwinski. Butternut now, with their 4-2 record overall, 3-1 in the conference. Solon Springs coming up tonight for them at 6:30. The Prentice girls are 3-5 on the year. They got a 37-26 win this week versus Tomahawk. They will be hosting Rib Lake coming up tonight. And the Rib Lake girls, they fell 46-26 to Owen Withy. earlier in the week. They'll be in action again, like we just mentioned, against Prentice tonight. In Prentice, the Winter Girls are 1-3, a 44-67 loss to Siren earlier in the week. And they will be in action tonight as they will be hosting Bruce. The Lakeland Girls off to a nice start. They had, of course, a great season last year going to state, and they are 7-1 now, a 60-19 win over DC Everest this week. They'll host Northland Pines coming up tonight. And the Mercer Girls sit at 1-5 after a 42-24 loss earlier in the week to Drummond. And they will travel to Hurley for a contest tonight. That's all the girls' side. On the boys, Phillips and Shawamigan boys did not play this week. They were supposed to play each other on Tuesday, but due to illnesses, that game was postponed and moved to January 15th. The Phillips boys are 2-2. They'll host Athens tonight. Shawamigan boys are 1-4. They'll play host to Prentice tonight. We'll have the Phillips and Athens game tonight. I know we had promoted the Shawamigan game earlier, but due to an announcer conflict, we're going to bring you Phillips Athens boys tonight. We'll pick up another Shawamigan game later. The Prentice boys did not have any action this week. Just that game coming up tonight against Shawamigan. The Rib Lake boys are 4-2, 69-49 win over Athens earlier in the week. They'll take on Abbotsford tonight. The Butternut boys sit at 0-5, an 81-21 loss to Mellon earlier in the week. They'll next be in action traveling to take on Mercer. Actually, they did take on Mercer last night, but we did not get a score on that game last night. The Mercer boys will travel to Drummond for a contest tonight. The Mellon boys sit at 2-2, and they are off until Monday. The Lakeland boys are at 3-2 after a loss to Merrill, 83-73. They'll be at Pines tonight. In hockey action, Team Seal Hockey, a 7-2 defeat at the hands of Medford last night. We'll have that game archived for you. Scott Heckman gave you the call on that game last night. The Team Seal Hockey will play host to Shawano Bonduel coming up on Saturday. And the Lakeland hockey team got a 7-0 win over Antigo also this week. So that's how some of our area teams are doing. The Lakeland Mercer Co-op wrestling team defeated Antigo last night by a score of 46-24. The Shawamigan wrestling team scheduled to be at the Auburndale invite coming up on Saturday. And that is a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Are you so happy it's Friday like I am?
Jiminy Christmas!
Jiminy Christmas indeed.
Well, listen to this. According to plastic surgeons, more men are asking for butt implants. Yeah, according to recent data, more men like big butts and they cannot lie.
There's no easy way to say this. You are on the naughty list.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
Tame her love. I keep the windows down.
country station.
This will be the best Christmas yet.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
Classics, your country, 98Q Country.
Thank you.
at 98Q Country at 7:32. Hope you are well. It's a Friday. We got a week from Monday. Ho, ho, ho. And down the chimney he goes. Or she goes, I guess we have to say now, too, right? Temperatures into the mid-upper 30s here the next couple of days still. The wimpy winter continues. That's what the Farmer's Almanac told us, right? They told us a milder than normal winter with higher snowfall is what I think they said. I'm not sure how those two correlate together here, but because the warmer weather is obviously going to prevent the snow from accumulating. And we do have a chance of some rain and snow mix tonight into tomorrow. It doesn't look like it's going to pile up into anything real big, maybe an inch or two. Temperatures continue to be in the mid-30s right through next week. And occasional dip down into the 20s for highs, but 30s are pretty common. High school sports on the air tonight. We're going to bring you Athens and Phillips Boys. We were going to have the Shawamigan Prentice Boys on tonight. Got a little announcer conflict going on there, so we're going to pick up another Shawamigan game later, and we're going to bring you the Athens Phillips boys coming up tonight. Let's get a quick update. We give you updates twice an hour. What's happening with the news?
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A terror investigation in Europe leading to multiple arrests. Several suspects linked to Hamas were allegedly plotting against Jews. ABC News learning of three men taken into custody so far in the Netherlands and Denmark, with four more being sought. And three more in Berlin, Germany, are under arrest as well. Israel-Hamas diplomacy. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan sits down today with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas after meeting with Israel's President Netanyahu yesterday. He's pushing for a new ceasefire, the release of more hostages, and more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Long-term, he's trying to broker a two-state solution.
The Israeli people need and deserve to live in peace and security with their neighbors in a region that is integrated, dynamic, and stable. That is what we are working toward.
Meantime, in Ukraine's push for more international funding, House lawmakers have left for holiday recess while the Senate is delaying its recess to work on an immigration border deal, which is said to be a sticking point in Ukraine funding. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegiout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's biggest business lobbying group is suing the state Justice Department over an open records request. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce asked for records between the Justice Department and the law firm they hired to go after PFAS manufacturers in March of 2022. They finally heard back in September of this year that the request had been denied. The department's policy says it should take about 10 days to decide whether or not a records request should be granted. All of Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans voted for the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The vote merely extends the House investigation into President Biden. It doesn't impeach him or remove him from office. I'm Nate Wegiout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Badgers volleyball season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers women's volleyball team tied the match at one apiece, but the Texas Longhorns, who won the national championship last year, took over up 15-3 in the third set and never looked back. Texas advances to the NCAA finals on Sunday against Nebraska. Wisconsin returns home today with a final season record of 30 wins against just four losses. Men's college basketball, the Badgers with a win at home, 75-60 over Jacksonville State. NFL, the Packers have a problem. A.J. Dillon, their most productive running back this season, suffered a broken thumb in the loss to the Giants Monday night. It doesn't look good for Dillon to play Sunday against the Buccaneers.
If there's some hurt, not making it a bigger issue than it is down the road. And then the next question is, will I be able to go out there and positively impact the team with me being out there. And so, you know, we still got some days left in the week. And, you know, those questions I got to figure out myself.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838. For measurements and installation, Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to hand-stitched leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking, no way she ain't.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Country. Joel back in here on a Friday. Austin has showed up after a long, hard-working week of covering for me. How we doing, Austin?
Doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good. You survived the Gray Experience on Wednesday, Reality Radio?
Oh, just barely.
Just barely. We were scheduled to be in, I was scheduled to be off on Monday. Wasn't scheduled, obviously, to be off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But had an interesting weekend down in the Chicago area that led to me picking up something from somebody. I don't know what it was, but I'm feeling better now. My voice is still I don't know what the progression of most people's when you get a cold or the flu or whatever. But for me, it starts from the nose and then works its way down. And then when I feel better, I sound the worst because after it's all said and done. Then my throat, it all just kind of dries up in my throat, and then I kind of sound like this, just kind of. But I feel good. I'm somewhat I'm feeling good that I'm not contagious. That's why I came back. So I didn't come in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because the worst thing you do is you want to come to work and you get everybody else sick.
Yeah.
So I'm over all that now, but it was I don't know if I, nothing against the people from the state of Illinois, nice people, but I don't, if I never go back again, I'll be fine.
nothing against the people of the state of Illinois, but something against.
Well, the people are very nice. It's just you cross the border and the price of gasoline went from $2.67 in Madison to $3.47 right across the border. You know, and plus, not only do you get nailed for about 90 cents more per gallon, but they also announced that you now are going to pay to drive in our roads.
Oh, great.
You're either going to pull to the side and put money in the toll, or we'll scan your license plate and we'll send you a bill. So that'll be coming, too, driving through the city of Chicago. And we went there last, or I went there last, actually Friday I went there, went to Madison, first of all, and had an interesting, I should have just turned around last Friday when I went to Madison, and I was going to stay in Madison Friday night, went to check into my hotel room, and it was, pretty nice hotel, it wasn't cheap. I check into my hotel room, and I walk in, and they could definitely smell the scent of pot. So I like the third floor. And immediately you think to yourself, well, if I go back to the front desk and want to change rooms, what am I starting here? What am I getting into? Mm-hmm. Where am I moving to? So I wrote it out a little bit. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The person in the room next to me had their TV at about the decibel of a small jet with kids programming going. So I'm thinking that the smell of marijuana and the loud TV might have something to do with each other. So I just kind of let it ride. I went and did, met some friends and played some bags on Friday night, came back at like 10 o'clock at night, walked into my room, and it was, didn't smell anything. It was nice and quiet. Oh, this is going to be nice. Until about 2:45, exactly 2:45 in the morning, because I remember looking at my clock radio. And the TV came on again in the other room. And the smell of marijuana once again started lingering through the... It was one of those where you had the door attached to the next room. I mean, you could access both rooms, but it's locked. Mm-hmm. So again, 2:45 in the morning, I'm like... So I go to the front desk. What am I going to do here? Am I gonna move? So I just let it alone. So didn't get a great night's sleep to start with. Drove down to... Tinley Park, Illinois, which is southwest of Chicago. And Saturday night, we stayed at a hotel that was, let's just say it was full of, it had a big swimming pool. And it was full of a lot of families and a lot of kids. And it was packed. And a lot of unsupervised kids because it was loud. It was loud and it finally settled down about 11 o'clock at night. I ended up sleeping on the pullout sofa, which was about radio vision here, about that thick, about an inch and a half. I could feel every coil. I managed to fall asleep because I didn't get a good night's sleep Friday night. I managed to fall asleep pretty quick. And then again, that magical time right around 3 o'clock in the morning, the room next to us decided... the lady there decided that she had something to say to the entire world, and she was going to let everybody know about it at the top of her lungs. And she was going on and on and on and on and on and on. And again, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking to myself, all right, what do I do here? If I go to the front desk, usually the rules now at a hotel are, if you go to the front desk and you tell the person there that someone is loud or whatever, most hotels now in the big cities won't say, well, we'll go take care of it. They say they'll call the police. They don't want the conflict because they don't, it might escalate. Who knows what it's going to escalate into. So it usually takes like an hour at least before you get any resolution. So I sat and listened to this lady rant about God knows what else Saturday night. So Sunday, I'm working on about probably maybe 4 hours of quality sleep in two nights. And then I wake up Sunday morning, and the starter in my car decided it wasn't going to work. So click, click on the starter. It just kind of went fast. Made a couple phone calls, went and did what we did, played a few bags on Sunday, and then Had to wait, of course, till Monday to get it fixed because there's no auto repair places. This is a business idea, by the way, for somebody. Go to a big city and only be open on Saturday and Sunday fixing cars because there's a lot of people that get stranded in big cities on weekends because they don't have any place the car to get fixed. So I had to wait till Monday morning to get my car fixed. Sunday night, by the way, I stayed an extra night at that hotel. Got a decent night's sleep, thank you. And then Monday morning woke up, got the car over to where it was supposed to be. And the problem was is that Monday, they're fixing the car. I got to be out of the hotel at noon. So I'm just like, well, what am I going to do here? From noon until they said it would be fixed by the end of business day. So I went to the place to... Is anybody bored yet in this story? I told the car over to where it was going to be fixed, and they were nice enough to give me a ride over to this shopping center area so I could linger, which I ended up lingering for about 4 hours. I'm not a big shopper anyway. So I kind of walked around 3-4 hours. If there would have been a security camera following me, they were pretty sure I was just walking around stealing stuff because I went in and out of several different stores. And then it got to be too late on Monday. I was going to come back and be on the air Tuesday morning. But this is like 4 o'clock, 4:30 Monday afternoon. So I'm like, well, I'm not driving all the way home. So I drove to Madison Monday night and figured I'd just watch the Packer game and chill out, relax a little bit. So I got to the hotel on Monday night. Got a little bit of a cheaper end hotel. Figured I was just going to sleep. Not a good idea. Again, checked into the hotel room. Massive smell of marijuana. Just lingering everywhere. Kind of a mix of cigarette smoke and marijuana in a smoke-free room. So at this point, I started to not feel good. I could kind of feel it in my sinuses a little bit. So I not only not feel good, but I'm smelling now this incense of smoke and marijuana and all this stuff that's just kind of charcoaling my lungs. Woke up Tuesday morning, knew I didn't feel good, drove home Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. I started to feel better yesterday afternoon, but obviously picked up a virus somewhere along the line. So it was an interesting week. It's an interesting week. You ever had those? What's your pattern when you get sick? When you get sick, when do you know it's coming? What part of your body tells you, hey, you're sick now. This is not good.
The thing is, I don't often get sick, like, at all. Mostly because if I ever start to feel, like, a little under the weather, I don't sit there thinking, oh, no, I'm sick. I don't feel good because I'll feel worse because now I'm focusing on it.
Right.
Instead, it's just, no, I don't. I feel fine, and then I feel fine.
Usually about once a year, I'll get to the point where I need to take, like, a day or two off where the body aches and all that stuff. Just your standard cold, I can get through that. That's fine.
Yeah.
But
I will notice, though, it's usually my nose that acts up first, which is kind of odd but makes sense.
Yeah. It's usually where it starts for me, the nose, and then it all kind of goes south from there. Literally, it goes south. But typically, I mean, like during the pandemic and stuff, when we were kind of didn't have much of a staff here, I probably would have came in Wednesday, Thursday morning if I knew that no one else was here. But I wasn't going to come in and make you guys all susceptible to me and my illness and stuff like that. So I did it for you guys is what I did.
You don't want to be the plague bearer.
But there is nothing more comforting for me than coming to that point in a day, like on Tuesday, where I told my wife about 4 o'clock, I said, I'm not going into work tomorrow. It's kind of like that feeling in school where your parents or your guardians say to you, you know what, I think you're too sick. You don't have to go to school tomorrow. You just find that certain release of joy, just like, oh, I get to sleep in.
I was going
to
say, especially because now you get to sleep.
Yeah, and because you don't feel good, but you know that the pressure's off to get to bed by a certain time, because there's nothing worse than feeling really bad and feeling sick and knowing that you got to get up the next morning, you have to go do this and that. As 3 o'clock in the morning rolls around and you're still not asleep and you know it's going to be a horrible day, there's certain comfort in that, in knowing that you don't have to get up. So I hope our listeners are doing okay. It's just that time of the year when November, December rolls around. It seems like everybody gets a little bite of something. So hopefully I'm done with that. 7:57, we've got all the news, an update coming up in just a little bit.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. The holiday season should remind us that faith and family are the most important things in life, and we hope that you succeed in coming together this holiday season with those you love and in the process creating some generational memories. Holidays have this magical power to magnify small things to ever greater memories over time. What a return on investment. Happy holidays.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today, Lori. What do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the...